One of the great pleasures of this job is keeping in touch with our graduates who have been through our training and then volunteer, as Paul has today, to come back to us to share their journey of what it was really like. And so I invite you to give a warts and all account, Paul, of your journey here with us at the AOEC. I know that you have an L&D background. Paul works for RBS, has a senior role within RBS, which is one of our leading banks here in the UK, very well-known bank. And I think also you have an interest in team coaching, is that right? So a really good example of how you've come into the AOEC, trained as a coach, qualified as a coach, built your practice within your organisation, and then continued in your journey. Thank you very much for volunteering to join me today. And I'm sure that everyone here will appreciate hearing what it's really like.
Okay, hello everybody. Thank you for having me along, Karen. Thank you for inviting me. It is a pleasure to come and join you today. So I was thinking, wow, there's so much that I could tell you. And I guess the challenge is to tell you, to share enough about my journey in 10 minutes. So I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about the beginning part of my journey. And I deliberately say who I was, not necessarily now who I now am, but who I was, why I came to the AOEC. The middle, which for me would be the certificate, as well as the open day and the diploma as well. So I've had quite an extensive history with the AOEC, and endings, and what's coming in the future. Where am I now? Who am I now? And what am I doing? So my journey professionally has been a little bit different. I didn't come to the AOEC with the initial intention of accreditation, of setting up my own practice. There are some changes in that as well, which I might share with you as we go through. But my initial intention was always one to help me with quite a significant, quite a pivotal career development. So as Karen said, I work for a global financial organization. I work for a global bank, and I work Pan Bank with many of our seniors, and many of our leaders who are going to become our senior executives on talent development programs, as well as teams, as well as Karen called out, a keen interest in working with teams. And indeed I do. I work with some of our senior teams and some of our executive teams within the bank. And as you'll appreciate, the world is changing quite significantly and with real pace, and organizations are changing, and the challenges that our leaders are changing almost by the day. And who I was at that point was a facilitator within a senior world, facilitating change programs. But I was finding more and more that the challenges that the teams I was supporting with were going through were brand new. There were no answers to these challenges. There were no manuals that we could rely on. There was no past experience. And actually, quite honestly, this was quite a disengaged part of my career, because I didn't feel I had the skills, the knowledge. I certainly didn't feel I had the confidence to be able to work with senior teams facing brand new problems, unprecedented problems, which led me to the AOEC. And as I say, I've had something of a journey. So I began with a short open day, and within I think a matter of weeks, I attended the certificate course, and then just a couple of months after that, I attended the diploma course as well. And that whole journey for me has really been about discovery and development. Karen, your slide of the lady tearing back the grey to reveal the, I think it was a sunny skyline behind, really resonated with me, because I see a lot of myself in that journey of discovering my own identity, as well as actually fulfilling my objective of how do I work with these seniors, how do I work with these executives in a much better way. So it really opened up my eyes to what coaching was, and possibly to what coaching wasn't as well. Why did I choose the AOEC? First and foremost, through recommendation. So a few colleagues of mine, contacts of mine, had studied with the AOEC, including my line manager as well. So that was a great recommendation to have. And that was almost enough for me to say yes, the AOEC. But the thing that was most important to me was I understood right at the beginning that I would be building my own model. in terms of how I coach. And Karen, you mentioned this a little while ago. Now, at that stage, I didn't really understand fully what that meant, but the fact that I knew that I wasn't going to be told of a certain way that I had to coach, that I would be exposed to lots of different ideas and theories and tools and techniques, and then I could create something that was very personal to me, was really what for me was the principal factor in coming to the AOEC for the diploma. Karen said, warts and all. I remember the beginning was difficult. So the beginning was exciting, and on your first day, you are ready to go straight away. You're ready to meet your cohort, your colleagues, your buddies, and to start a journey with them. And you'll have done some reading, and you start right away to go into some different theory and some practice. And all of a sudden, I found myself with like-minded people, which was great, which was fantastic. But then also, I remember hearing lots of titles, job titles, which sounded really great. So I'm leading director of this and managing director of this. And I remember thinking, wow, I don't know if I've got the skills here to be able to coach to the level that I want to coach. And over the course of those 3 to 4 months, with the help of Karen and the faculty and the study, I realized what gifts, what unique gifts I have that I now bring to my coaching space as well. So slightly evangelical, but I would say to that degree, this experience has almost been life-changing for me, because it's helped me to identify who am I and how do I coach, and then what do I do with that gift as well. I'm going to share with you a couple of life-changing moments as we go through, because they were really important to me as I was considering what I might share with you. The format, so Karen's just spoken to you about the format. This for me was something else which really helped me decide to come to the AOEC. I loved the format of coming together with the faculty, but also with your cohort, and you have opportunity to get exposure to different tools, to techniques, to theories. And then you've got some time to go away to study and to practice and to speak to your colleagues and find out what's interesting me. As Karen said, what gives me energy in the coaching space? And you're completely free to go and explore the different elements open to you with coaching as well. And I think for this kind of study, that has to be done out in the real world. You have to go and spend some time practicing, and you have to go and spend some time really exploring what's important to you in the coaching space. But I would say you don't do that alone, that you have tutorials, you have practice sessions between. For me, that was really helpful in just helping to find out what's my path, where am I going, and how am I coaching. And it kind of is like a family. I know that's a little bit cliched, and I know people say that, but the level of support, the level of camaraderie that I felt during the diploma, and still feel, because my colleagues and I are still in touch with each other, was great. I remember a lot of humour. I remember a lot of care. And I remember quite difficult times as well. It's quite an intense course. There's a lot asked of you, and you put a lot of yourself into the course, so it can feel quite intense. And I remember some of my teammates experienced some life events during the time that we were together, and they chose to bring them into the coaching space. So there were some difficult moments, some uncomfortable moments, and it's interesting now looking back how those moments as well really shaped us on the diploma and really helped us to think about what else do we need to bring into our coaching model that helps our clients who are facing more difficult circumstances as well. I thought I should talk about some practicalities a little bit. So what did I learn? Listening. So Karen, I don't think you could see me, but whilst you were talking about listening, I was nodding emphatically. This is one of the biggest things that I've learned through the diploma, and one of the life-changing things that I've learned through the diploma. And I found this quite challenging. I think we all learn at different speeds for different things. Listening for me was something that I first had to unlearn, I would say, when I undertook the diploma. In fact, I remember my very first practice and I just kind of froze because I was overloaded by the content that the client was giving me, and I was trying to work it all out in my head and put the pieces together and solve the problem for the client. And I realized with some care and support and some practice that wasn't the listening that I needed to bring to the coaching space. So with some practice and with some study, I now listen on so many different levels to what the client is telling me. And it leads me to still, and this is my favorite thing, it leads me to the aha moments, those moments that you have when you're with your client and you just feel in sync. And because of the support that you've created, they're suddenly able to visualize something new or change a path that they're on. And I'd say they're the moments where the hair on the back of your neck stands up. And that for me is what makes it really worthwhile as a coach. I think that's why I do this. And that all stemmed from listening. Karen called out some of the other tools that you'll learn, reflection, summary, paraphrasing, questioning, which are great tools to have. For me, I got really excited somewhere around the second module, because that's where we started to look at tools that I think are quite almost magical is the word I would use, like using objects, using metaphors, using pictures, and lots of other things as well. And I've got really fond memories of that. And of course, you'll look at different coaching disciplines. So Karen said that you look at what gives you energy. So for me, Grow is part of my model, but I knew right from an early stage that it wouldn't be the only thing that's within my model. I realized quite early on that I wanted to lend from the Gestalt model as well. And that's a significant part of how I coach. And that's a really happy memory that I have from the diploma that I got the freedom to go and explore what was really important to me. So there is lots to learn. There is lots of study. There's lots of reflection and lots of practice and lots of soul searching, I would say as well. But I felt really supported all the way through from the faculty staff, from the tuition between the modules. You also have printouts given to you. You also have e-learning. And of course, you've got your cohort. On that note, Karen, I'm sure you're still listening, and to John and the other faculty, I just want to say a public thank you to you, because your care and support through the diploma was second to none. It was just a wonderful experience. And I know you extend that to everybody that you work with as well. I should just kind of round off by just sharing a little bit about the essay, I think, and the assessment. The essay, my goodness, 3,000 words. And I thought, wow, how can I ever do this? And I think a lot of people thought that at the time. And the early days, the first module, I didn't know what I was going to write about. And somewhere just after module two, I had just this moment where everything came to me. And thereafter, it was just a pleasure. And I was just sat in coffee shops and various other places, just writing ideas. And it required a lot of work, but it was a great experience. And I learned a lot about myself. And the assessment, as Karen said, it's a very human assessment. It's not a business assessment. And I would really echo that. This is your opportunity to talk about the great work that you've just done for the last 3 to 4 months. And I loved every second of sharing that. So that's the middle. So we come to endings of what it's done for me, where I am now. So I began as what I would say probably a senior facilitator. I would say now, in terms of who I am, I'm a systemic executive team coach. And in terms of an individual coach, I'm finding my place, but it is somewhere in the space of developmental coaching and transformational coaching as well. So I've gone on a real journey even after the diploma. And I think that's what it does. If you want it to do that for you, it will just be able to unlock so many doors to lifelong learning and thinking, where could I go within my career? What kind of coach do I want to be? I often say that it's like the AOEC helps you build your pot for when you finish the diploma. And that pot is full of great, incredible tools and techniques to go and use right away in the coaching space. But then they also give you the ability and the skill and the confidence to say you can change that pot to anything you want in terms of the way that you coach and the way that you want to be in that space. And I think that's the journey that I'm still on now, is really finding out who I am as a coach. And day by day, week by week, I learn even more about myself and my gifts and what I want to do with them. So I still work for the same organization. I haven't accredited yet, although Karen, you don't know about this, but I am about to do a couple of things. I'm about to attend the Systemic Team Coaching Certificate. And I'm also about to go into conversations with yourselves about how to accredit as well, because my career is kind of taking off. And I've seen the effects with the people I work in my organization. The depth that I bring to my coaching has made a significant shift to the teams that I've been working with, and helping them see their way forward and get through some of those challenges that at first just seemed almost impossible.